Here's a thought from a fairly breezy Washington beach called The Story Behind the Image. I first got onto this idea many, many years ago when I was in Chicago and there was an exhibition at one of the museums by photographer Jerzy Kaczynski. I'd never heard of Jerzy Kaczynski. I subsequently learned that he's better known as a novelist than he was as a photographer. But they had an exhibition of his work, and it was really very interesting work. He was a terrific photographer. He committed suicide, and there was an interview with him and then a story of his taking his own life that added so much information and so much understanding to the photographs that, for me, it was a real eye-opener that sometimes it's absolutely necessary to know the story behind the story. And in Jerzy Kaczynski's case, he motivated me to want to read, for example, The Day Books by Edward Weston. That's sort of the story behind his images. I've subsequently learned that this is a universal theme. The more I can learn about a photographer, the more I can learn the story behind the images, the better I'll understand the images, the photographer's point of view, why they photographed, how they photographed, etc. The second great example of this, again in Chicago, I happened to be there when there was a big exhibition of Josef Kadelka's work. And they had, in addition to lots of his photographs on the walls, lots of artifacts, his journals, his contact prints, his work prints, showing what he gave to the printer and then the page open on the book where that image was seen. The story behind the story made this project particularly interesting. And I learned so much about Josef Kadelka that informed me about his work. It's one thing to see a piece of work and just be wowed by it. But it's, I think, a better activity for us as photographic viewers when we take the time to learn a little bit of the story behind the images, behind the photographer, what makes them tick. I suppose that's true with all artwork and equally true with photography.